Hi, and welcome to Seba Stories. Okay, so I want to take a few minutes, and this is what I'm going to call my author appreciation moment. And I want to thank all of the wonderful fan fiction writers who have so far allowed me to read and to share their stories and their creations with you on this podcast. So, I wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast where we're bringing your stories to listeners who want to hear really well-written Harry Potter stories that are entertaining and fun and might offer some more insight or different way of looking at the character. All of you as writers absolutely rock, and please keep writing. And so those writers who have contributed to this podcast are Rainbow JH, who can be found on fanfiction.net. In fact, all of these writers can be found on fanfiction.net. Honey, sweet cutie, oh my goodness, thank you so much for your amazing Away from the Rain, and I can't wait to dive into. I'm almost halfway through Counting Stars, so, whew, honey, I love it. Honey, sweet cutie, I love it. Call me Alley Cat. Thank you so much for your story, Draco's Letters, One Condition and One Plot by Professor SS19. This is a writer who has such exuberance about writing that I know that when I'm going to read one of this writer's pieces, it's going to be a good read. It's going to engage me. I absolutely appreciate the works of Daughter of the One True King with Let the Search Begin, and up and coming, which I will be reading, will be Keep Running, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that story in a later episode. So that is and will be coming up. Then we have V. Grams with Three Leaves Would Do. And going back to Rainbow JH, that writer gave us Endless Night. And then, of course, back to V. Grams, we have Three Leaves Would Do. All of you are such amazing writers. And if you're listening to this, I just want to tell you, each and every one of you, thank you so much for contributing your writing and putting it out there for us to read and enjoy and discuss. And you know, with such vulnerable and hopeful intent, you know, and I know it's nerve-wracking to put your story out there and you're wondering what people are going to think. I absolutely love your writing, and it is such a pleasure for me to read these. I just wish I read better, but I really love your story. So thank you for contributing. Please continue to write. And for our listeners, with these authors' permissions, in the future episodes that we'll be posting and publishing, if they will allow me to read more of their stories, we'll get some more stories. So, with that, I just wanted to take a quick moment just to say thank you, because it matters. What you're doing matters. Keep writing. And for our listeners, keep listening. This is how you show your support for wonderful writing. You become a part of it, you engage, and you live the story too. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and we're actually, I'm going to end this podcast, and I'm just going to title it Author Appreciation. That'll be what you'll see out there as a posting. And in about a moment or so, we're going to dive into a really wonderful story. So we will see you next episode, and thank you again for tuning in to Seppa Stories. If you're looking for Seppa Stories to find other written or, of course, read pieces, I am now on Tumblr, and you can find me at SeppaRaven200. I am posting these stories there if you're on Tumblr. I am on Apple iTunes. You can find me on Spotify. I believe I am on Breaker. I'm starting to get a lot more distribution, and I'm being shared quite a bit. So that's absolutely wonderful. If you like a story, share it. Then your friends can listen to it. And if you want to follow, please follow me. And then that way, you can communicate with me, and I'll be more than happy to certainly kind of read more things that you are requesting or that you want to hear. So, all right, we will see you in a bit. or next time. And thank you for listening to Supper Stories.